Hey, open up. It's me. All right. Password is, in the West is the miracle. How are you doing? Not feeling too bad? Okay. That's good. I wasn't able to find a whole lot, but I got some things. Here. Painkillers. Take those first. We'll give it a minute to take effect before I change your bandage. I assume you have had a bandage like this changed before. Yeah, it's not nice. It'll hurt. But it's gotta be done, or infection will set in. I tell you, it ain't getting any better out there. No, not the rain or the infected. I didn't have to go too far, luckily. A few blocks down the street, there's some kind of old warehouse. Looked like they were shipping out electronics or something like that. Huh, yeah. Well, no TVs or anything. Don't get your hopes up. That stuff was all taken a long time ago. But people overlook places like that for medical supplies. Big warehouses like that would have had a lot of people working there, so they will add a bunch of first aid stuff about the place. You can sometimes find something worth taking near the break rooms. Yeah, I got lucky. Whole first aid kit. Not only the basics, but it's good enough for a bit. Yeah, we got more bandages, band-aids, alcohol, iodine, plenty. And if we don't use it, we'll make a good trade. Folks are used to using dirty old rags for bandages. Something sterile could be worth a lot. How's that feeling? Is this still hurting? Well, it ain't gonna get much better. It's only Tylenol I gave you. It ain't that strong. Yeah, it's now or never. Okay. Deep breath. Might not hurt too much if it's healed quick. I couldn't see how bad it was with all the blood. Oh, that ain't too bad at all. You heal fast. Yeah, that hurt wasn't as bad as I thought it was. In fact, there's hardly a wound there at all. No, I'll still replace the bandage. It's not worth the risk of infection. I'm just gonna clean it up some. Okay. Yeah, that's looking good. I think there's an antiseptic spray in this kit. Hold on. Yeah. Here. This could smart some. Okay. All right. I forgot how resilient you are. I was going to use more bandage for this, but I think it's small enough for one of these pads. Yeah, it'll be better. Won't get in your way as much. I can just slap it on instead of having to wrap it around. Here. There we go. Lucky I found this kit. You don't see many pads like this anymore. Most of them have gone bad, so they don't stick. This one seems good, though. Should hold up until you need a new one. If you need a new one. You're healing up pretty fast. Whew. That weren't so bad, was it? Piece of cake. You'll be back up and running in no time, I bet. Which is good, because I'm about done with playing nurse. No, I don't mind, really. But I'm not interested in practicing my bedside manner. Bit of first aid's about all y'all get. Glad you understand. Now, listen. We should talk about what happened and how. Because I don't want this happening again. It was too risky. I was worried, okay? Yeah. I was worried that you wouldn't pull through. God knows how I'd get out of this city on my own. I need someone who has my back, and, well, you're all I got. So, no more taking risks like that, okay? What do you mean, like what? You know what you did. Yeah, swanning off around the corner like that without my eyes on you. It was dumb. That was a dumb move. Don't do it again. It's all right. I'm just glad you're alive. But you gotta be more careful from now on. We're in this together, and we need to stick together. You understand? Right. Look, we only been traveling together a little while. I'm not quite sure why it works, me and you, but I can't deny that it does. We got a lot done. A lot that I couldn't do without your help. Right. You know, we've done good business together. But there's something that's been bugging me. Forget it. No, it's nothing. Nothing that we can't talk about later, anyway. When you're done getting better. No, it's nothing. All right. Feel stupid for even bringing it up. Forget I said anything. Get some sleep. All right. Fine. You're stubborn. I get it. Fine. Look, usually the people I work with, they're bad folks. Hell, I'm bad folks. But you know what I mean. Not good people, not people I could say I like. At best, usually I can tolerate them just enough to work together for a bit. But worse than after a while. At worst, well, at worst we end up at each other's throats. More than once, me and whichever piece of trash I'm working with have ended up near as damn it killing each other. No, I don't mean I want to kill you. The trouble is, this time, it's quite the opposite. Well, killing people, that's nothing new. I wouldn't be fretting over it if that's what was going on here. The trouble is, I think I'm starting to care about you a whole lot more than I'm used to. Yeah, it's a problem. It's a problem because I like to keep things strictly business between me and my partners. It works better that way. Doesn't make sense to get too attached when it's so easy to die out here. No. You can't spend time worrying about every person you meet. I've lost enough to have learned that lesson. It'd be one thing if we were living safe and sound inside a QZ. But we're not. We're smugglers. It's a dangerous line of work. Getting too attached is only going to lead to pain. Heartbreak. And that's the problem. Somehow, with you, I forgot about that for a bit. I told myself I wouldn't get involved with people like this. Yet here I am. Yeah. That's my stupid roundabout way of saying I care about you, okay? And that close call we just had scared me in a way I'm not used to feeling. Oh, I've been scared plenty of times. But since the outbreak, save for one time, it's always been for myself. For my own survival. This is different. This time I was scared for you. And that ain't right. I can't live like that. No. No, don't you say it. Don't you dare say you feel the same way. That's the worst thing you could say to me right now. Because that'll make it so much harder to stop. As far as I'm concerned, this is a problem to be solved. Not something I'm going to act on. I don't care. This world, it's too hard, too dangerous. I don't want to add another thing that I have to think about. It's hard enough keeping myself alive, let alone spend time worrying about another person too. No, don't give me that. Just go with it, crap. It ain't that simple. Shit. Of course I trust you. You're tough. You can handle yourself, I know that. That ain't the issue. The issue is, even if I know that, I can't help but worry. Please don't make me say it. Look, I've lost people before, all right? That's as far as I'll go, and I know you have too. Everybody has, I ain't dumb. You don't survive in this world without loss. Maybe I'm just going soft. But I don't want to go through that again. Not with you. Yeah, I know. I've heard it all before. What's worse, losing something or never having it? I've heard it. And I get it. I get that maybe never having something is worse than losing it. But I just don't want to take the chance. Why would I? Why should I take that risk? Shit. I can't say that I don't think it'd be worth it. If I did, I'd be lying. Look, if you see any more, I'm not going to be able to. I mean, I couldn't say no. How could I? Fine. Just please tell me that you'll keep yourself safe. No more reckless shit. Please. Okay. Then fine. I'll give you. You sure this is all right? With your wound? Yeah, lucky you heal so quick.